John Mize here. What I'm going to give next is just a quick sample of what a funnel could look like. Okay, and I'm going to throw some sample numbers out here. For some niches, these numbers are too low. For some niches, these numbers are too high. If you're a brand new beginner and you don't have any confidence or you don't know your niche real well yet, these numbers are probably too high. That's okay. You can start with products that have a lower price on them, and then as you learn and as you add more information, you can always add that information to your existing products and just start increasing the price of them. Okay, so let's say you start out with a product that is $37 and that's what it's worth, but you really want a $97 product. Excellent. Start out with what you have, and then over the course of the next 3 months, maybe you do some recordings. You can add those recordings in. You say, wow, this now it's really worth $77. So you move it to $77. And then maybe 3 months later, you add some more material, and now it's worth $97. Now you have a $97 product. And you've made sales all the way during that six-month period of time while you're building to a $97 product. But if you were to wait until you had all the information necessary for a $97 product, you'd lose out on all those sales. I'm a real big beginner believer in beginning where you are. Okay, I'm teaching you in these lessons. I'm teaching you exactly what to do to create a web business. It can be done as fast as you have the time to create the products and write the emails. Okay, it does not need to take lots of time to think about it, lots of time to check out what everybody else is doing, lots of time to make it perfect. Literally step out there and start doing the work with whatever you have. So sample funnel with sample prices. You can make yours higher or lower. You can have different products in these spots. This is something that works well for me. You could have six entry products at $97 each. Okay. You could have as an upsell, okay, now we could have an upsell meaning that someone would be immediately offered it. Okay. Or we could have an upsell where people are offered it after they've owned the product for a week. Okay, now obviously there's a lot of evidence out there in the marketplace that shows that when you offer upsells, when somebody makes a purchase, that a percentage of those people buy again and you generate more revenue. Okay. However, my testing shows that if you don't upsell people right away and you let them consume the product, and then 7 to 10 days later, you present them with a new product offer, that those people will purchase possibly in the exact same percentages as they would have purchased at the upsell, if not higher percentages because of the trust, okay? And they in my opinion, they might tend to stick better on that second product, okay? Now, my recommendation always is split test it. If you're not sure what you want to do, you know, have half the people buy an upsell, have half the people or have an opportunity to buy an upsell, have half the people have an opportunity to make the same upsell purchase, but 7 to 10 days later after they've had an opportunity to purchase. Okay, and decide what those numbers are for yourselves. Okay, obviously, you can do both. In this model, we've got this basic foundation, and you can bolt on anything that you want. You can bolt on upsells, and then you can bolt on something that gets sold to people 7 to 10 days later. You can have multiple down the pipe, back-end sales. You can bolt all of these things on. So really just trying to give you some ideas here. But what one of the models that you could use is a $97 entry-level product, okay? And then once someone's had 7 to 10 days to really digest the product, really study it, really learn it, like it, respect you as a result of the product, and want more. Now they want more. Now, obviously, you could attempt to just sell them one of the other $97 entry-level products. However, my belief is that by doing that, you're not going to generate as much long-term revenue as you'd like. Okay? Instead, I suggest creating, let's say, a $997 home study course that people who purchase one initial product, they like it, but they want more information. Excellent. Now they can purchase a home study course for $997. A percentage of people who pay $97 will upgrade at $997. Okay, now what we can do is, over the course of our, we talked about a 14-day campaign, in our non-buyer campaign, We can also have a 14-day campaign in our buyer campaign. So somebody comes in, 7 to 10 days, they're in a stick campaign. Okay, they're encouraged to stick with the product. They're encouraged to read the product, listen to the product, study the product, use the product. Maybe in during their stick campaign, you send them out a couple of extra free bonus tutorials that help them out. I mean, you're really building some rapport with the product. Somebody has a question about the product, you're there, you're answering it for them, you're helping them out. Okay, in the end of the 7 to 10 day period of time, or it could be even 14 days if you want to keep this whole thing on a strict 14, 14, 14, at the end of the 14-day or 7 or 10-day period of time, now you go into a 14-day product launch for your $997 home study course. And this product launch could look just like the prior product launches. It could be a product launch that has 3 or 4 days of discussion and questions. It could launch a $997 product. Now, what this could do differently than you would probably do with a $97 entry-level product is that, let's say that they don't make the purchase after 3 to 4 days of the $997. Now you offer a three-payment option, three payments of $335 or $333, or you know, maybe you put a premium on the payments, three payments of $350 or maybe four payments of $250. Okay? And what will happen is you get some sales at $997, you get some sales at three payments of $335. Okay, now you move that. You know, that kind of progresses through the 14-day period of time. Now we're rolling into another 14-day period of time. Now, if you have another bigger product to sell, okay, let's just say that you have a one-year coaching program that's $5,000, okay, then the next thing that you could offer in this sequence could be that particular, that high-level product, okay? Or you could save the highest-level product. Okay, remember, we're slicing and dicing. We're able to move these product offerings around wherever we want. We have these 14-day campaigns. We can shift them and move them around. Let's say someone purchases the $997 package, the home study course. Once again, they study it for 7 to 10 to 14 days. They get great value out of it, but they still have more questions. Excellent. That's when you put them through a 14-day, $5,000 year-long coaching program opportunity. Okay, now the same thing. In this 14-day period of time, you may have 4 days, 5 days of relationship building, discussion. You launch the program. You know, this may be $5,000 package. Maybe this is a 21-day campaign instead of a 14-day campaign. This is one that gives them a whole week, week and a half to decide on making the bigger ticket purchase. They ask questions. Some people buy it. Some people don't. The ones that don't, they're maybe given an opportunity to make six payments on it of, you know, whatever would be fair, six payments of $800, $900, okay? And if they don't take that opportunity, maybe 3 or 4 days later, they're given an opportunity to literally make monthly payments on it, okay? So now going back to the $997, three payments of $335 campaign, let's say they go through the 14 days of that. They don't make that purchase. Okay, now what we could do is we could offer those individuals, let's say, the opportunity to make a $497 purchase, okay, over the 14-day period of time. You've got 3 or 4 or 5 days of relationship building and discussion. You launch it at $497. You leave it there for a few days, and then you give them the opportunity to make three payments of whatever would be $167. Okay, maybe the next offer, 14 days later, you've got another launch campaign for 14 days. If they don't buy the $497, they have the opportunity to buy a $197 offer, okay, and this could be three payments of $67. They have the opportunity first to buy it for several days at $197. If they don't take it, they then have the opportunity to make three payments oftentimes we do this at a premium, okay, so that the person that's making the payments pays more than somebody who's willing to make the full payment up front. And that's, I mean, that's normally the fairest way to do this. And this allows us as many different options for coaching programs or home study courses as possible to use as upsells. Now, let's say someone made the $97 purchase. They had an opportunity to buy a home study course for $997. They had an opportunity to buy a $497 program, a $197 program. Now you might go back and now offer them another $97 product. They've shown that they're not going to stretch. They're not going to move into a higher price. They're comfortable at $97. Now what you could do is over the next, you know, 5 14-day periods of time, now you could launch those the rest of those entry products that they didn't take to this individual. Let's say that someone made the $997 purchase, and then they chose not to take the $5,000 purchase. The next 14-day campaign could be a $1,997 purchase, so a $2,000 purchase. Then they would go back to the they might skip the $997. Now they might have an opportunity to purchase a $497, a 14-day campaign, a $197, 14-day campaign. Once somebody has invested if they've invested at $995 level or that $997 level, depending on how many products you have in your funnel, you might decide that you never want to return that individual back to the opportunity to make $97 purchases. Maybe you decide that the low end for that particular list of those buyers would be $197. Hopefully the idea here again is not to give you solid numbers that you have to work with, but to give you all of these ideas of what you can do with all these 14-day periods of time. Okay, now, you might be asking, well, what would these products be? I'm going to give you some suggestions. Later on, I'm going to teach you exactly what you can create, exactly what products to create, and how to create those products. But let's just have some ideas. The $97 product might be a one-hour recording of an in-depth teaching, or it could be a five-hour recording of an in-depth teaching. Okay, and really, the price on this is going to have more to do with the value of the information than it will have to do with the hours. Okay, we've probably all seen 10-hour programs out there that aren't worth $10, and we've probably all had an opportunity to listen to 5 minutes of wisdom that's worth $1,000. Okay, and so that $97 really needs to be priced so that when people get it, they're blown away with the information, the content of the information, not necessarily the length of the program. Okay, the home study course for $997 might be 12 one-hour lessons that take people step-by-step through a complete process. Okay, the $5,000 coaching program might be a 12-month coaching program where people are able to have a lesson every week or twice a month, and they're, you know, maybe twice a month they have an opportunity to participate in a group coaching call. Okay, or perhaps they have some type of email access. The 1997 drop down from the 5,000, you know, might be something, maybe it's a 6-month coaching program, or maybe it's another home study course at a higher level, a more advanced level. Maybe it's the lessons from the $5,000 coaching program, but it has no coaching access associated with it. So a few options there. Okay, you could have multiple home study courses, just like you have 6 entry products at $97 over time. You can create these overnight, but over time, you could have 6 products at $997. You could have 6 home study courses. You could have 6 $497 6-week email coaching courses. You could have 197 products that are, you know, maybe they're a combination of a couple of your entry-level products. Maybe they're slightly more advanced information. Any questions on this example? Again, this is an example. It won't work for everybody, but just hopefully this creates a nice picture for what this funnel could possibly look like. Any questions on this funnel?